the loving, the giving, which is the greatest? Do you know what that is? It's life-giving. Can you think of anything more precious in this world after the Blessed Sacrament than human life? Think hard. Your clothes, your cars, your investments, your real estate, your clothes, your jewelry. It's like dirt compared to human life. That's why if I were not a Catholic Christian, I would beg to be received into the Catholic Church. The only issue enough for me would be the stand of this church on human life and all those beautiful laws of human sexuality that channel human life. Any other position you know is either dishonest or is absolute nonsense. So cultivate the loving life to prepare yourselves for the suffering that awaits us all sooner or later. I think when you live that way, the suffering will be mitigated to a very great extent. Or if it's not mitigated, you'll receive the grace to be able to cope with it. Not that the Lord will take the suffering away, but it'll be present to you and to me in our suffering itself to help us carry the cross and give us the grace to do it without rebellion, without shaking our fists at our God. And that's why I'd like to close with this little prayer. This is John Henry Cardinal Newman. I think the greatest convert in the entire history of the English-speaking world. Of course, that's a private opinion. Oh, my Lord and Savior, support me in that hour in the strong arms of your sacraments and by the fresh fragrance of your consolations. Let the absolving words be said over me and the holy oil sign and seal me, and your own body be my food, and your blood my sprinkling. And let my sweet Mother Mary breathe on me, and my angel whisper peace to me, and my glorious saints smile upon me, that in them all and through them all I may receive the gift of perseverance and die as I desire to live, in your faith, in your church, in your service, and in your love. Amen.